The acknowledgement by Central Intelligence Agency Director Michael Hayden that his agency destroyed the interrogation videotapes in 2005 sparked a firestorm of criticism among congressional Democrats. They suggested the tapes could have provided key evidence in ongoing trials brought by terrorism suspects who were alleging they were tortured. Senator Ted Kennedy is a Massachusetts Democrat.
What would cause the CIA to take this action? The answer is obvious: cover-up. The agency was desperate to cover up damning evidence of their practices.
The Democratic chairman of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees are vowing to investigate, and other Democrats are calling on the Justice Department to do the same. Senator Carl Levin of Michigan is chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee.
You cannot destroy material if there's an ongoing investigation. There's a law against it.
At the White House, spokeswoman Dana Perino said President Bush only learned of the matter Thursday after he was briefed by CIA Director Hayden.
He has no recollection of being made aware of the tapes or their destruction before yesterday.
Perino defended the CIA interrogation program as legal and critical to national security. She said President Bush supports General Hayden's explanation that the tapes were destroyed to protect the identities of the interrogators. But the Senate's number two Democrat, Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, rejected that argument.
The defense of the CIA is that they wanted to protect the identity of those CIA employees who were engaged in the interrogation. Mr. President, that is not a credible defense. We know that it is possible, in fact easy, to cover the identity and faces of those who were involved in any videotape. Something more was involved here.
The tapes, which documented the use of tough interrogation techniques against key terror suspects in 2002, were destroyed 3 years later, at a time when there was increasing pressure from defense lawyers to obtain videotapes of detainee interrogations, and as Congress had been probing allegations of torture. The Bush administration has maintained it does not use torture, but refuses to say what techniques are used by intelligence agencies in interrogations of terror suspects. Deborah Tapiway News, Capitol Hill.